May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, December 27th, 2025. And happy holidays to everyone. Thanks for tuning in to my cosmic perspective on the accelerated global changes now going on. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. And today I'll be narrating from three newsletters I've published over the last 3 weeks, and this is the season of Christmas, New Year's greetings, so I kind of tuned into that theme, and that's what I consider the spirit that matters at this time. So if you're listening to the podcast replay of the show, you know, the links to these newsletters are in the show notes, and today, there's going to be a lot of big picture stuff with both global crisis and the Aquarian opportunity that emphasizes conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So each of these newsletters, I try to make it as a kind of a cosmic love sandwich with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle, as in straight talking, truth telling, peppered with a little satire and garnished with some cosmic humor. So my intent is for each cosmic love sandwich to provide delicious food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. And I'll be doing narrating from three recent newsletters. Back on December 9th, it was Accelerated Learning with Real Intelligence. On December 12th, it was The Gift of Christ, Mass Awakening. And December 21st on the Solstice was Proclaiming the Victory of 2025. So I'll go into the recent Solstice newsletter shortly. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So the moon is now aligned with the deep space star energies of cardinal fire in the Aries sector of deep space. The sun is now in Capricorn and conjunct both Venus and Mars. And there's a very unique finger of God, which is a geometric yod, you know, focusing the sextiled energies of both Jupiter and Uranus onto Mercury in Sagittarius. Now that's a very expansive and inspiring, enlightening focus of awareness at the level of the higher mental body, if you blend those energies together. So anyway, that's what I'm tuned into, and that's why I consider that this is a time of revelations, folks. I mean, this energetically speaking. And so on today's show, I'll try to open your heart while I blow your mind with some of the news that the lamestream media failed to mention. So I'm going into first the Solstice, back on the December 21st on the Solstice, proclaiming the victory of 2025. And this is summing up the year. And I did this, you know, it was December 19th, 2025 when I published this. This was when the new moon was in Sagittarius on the 19th. And then back at that time, there was a Venus-Sun-Moon conjunction all in Sagittarius. And this was prelude to the winter solstice, December 21st. So this was, I kind of tuned into, this was a good energetic time for summing up the year, which is what I've done here. So basically, I'm doing a review of 2025 and kind of a preview of 2026. And the spirit of this review preview is claiming the victory of the Great Awakening. You know, Sagittarius is what's called the victory line of the clock, you know, the 11 o'clock line. And going in, we're in, of course, Capricorn now, but back at this time, there was basically, you know, this the shifting of the energies into Capricorn. And at this time, I was saying this was an epic year, you know, reviewing the year, when global, I refer to it as evolution, revolution, revelations, became a thing, you know, like a major thing. Conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. That was kind of the theme of this last 2025 and 2026. It's ongoing, and it's a major thing. So a new common sense is going mainstream. You know, the family of mankind has awakened in a global village of instant everywhere and interactive internet reality, you know, and AI augmented reality and quantum reality. So let's get real. This quantum connection, you know, you might say our new net reality has inadvertently united global netizens, you know, online citizens with a new identity. As, you know, we the people, you know, it's still the we people, it's still U.S., but U.S. now is the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, it's Global Village, instant everywhere interactive connection. And it may be another 5 years culmination of the 2020s quantum shift before global netizens salute the new U.S. flag and join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. I know that might be a leap for some listeners, but most longtime listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, the principle of personal, individual, and collective planetary sovereignty, you know, where we've, under the Constitution of the United States, we kind of, you know, sparked that flame of sovereignty, you know, worldwide. And it has been co-opted, you might say, representative government by the corporatocracy, you know, of by and for the power trips to the power elite who are ethical infants, you know, and it's just, you know, this is where we're at. You know, there is this whole shift. There's a global awakening that's not going to be stopped. It's going from global awakening to great enlightenment. And this is the time of shift. So the laggards just haven't caught up yet. I mean, a paradigm paralysis dies hard. I mean, the poor in spirit will always be with us, but shift happens. That shift in terms of SHIFT, shift happens. Or as I summed up in 2012 in a 2026 preview newsletter, which I have linked, and of course this podcast will be, you know, linked in the footnotes of the podcast, which will come, I'm doing this live, but the you know, the podcast is usually put up on the BBS Radio website, usually within a few days. And if you click on the link that I'll provide you, of course, you can follow along as you're listening to the podcast. You can pause it at any time and click on any link like I have for the 2026 review of all the articles, newsletters that were published in 2025, and the preview newsletter I've done for 2026. And I have a newsletter on that, which is called Gifting Christ Mass Conscience. And there's a link for that, and you'll be able to click on that. You can pause the podcast and click on that and read that newsletter, which has embedded videos and articles. And for some people, that's going down the rabbit hole. For some people, that's going up into dimensions that they're interested in, and each to their own, you know, pure intention and focused attention. In that newsletter, I get into how this is like 1776 all over again. Now, I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to get into that newsletter by the end of the show today, but again, I'm referencing the link to it if you're interested, as will be in the podcast. Or, you know, some of you can pull up heartcom.org newsletter and just put that in your search bar, heartcom, one word, .org newsletter. And there will be a link to all of the newsletters of the year. You can go to the most recent ones and the ones I'm talking about now for the 2025 shift, you know, winter solstice. And you can follow along, while I'm talking right now. I mean, some individuals listening to the show know how to do this. What I'm providing with this, with my podcasts, is a basically a table of contents, different things that you can go into, whether it's watching videos or looking, reading other links, which are like chapters in my ebook. And each of these newsletters is like an ebook, table of contents, with the chapter headings being the underlying sections that you can go deeper into if you're interested in it. So it's like a highly personalized newsletter. You can customize a multimedia show, with my newsletters, any way you want. And anyone can so subscribe. Anyone can subscribe to my newsletter, just by the contacts that I've provided. So I'd love to add anyone if you're interested. Of course, Substack. I'm on Substack. If you go to Substack and put in Christopher Rudy, you can get a free subscription to my newsletter. That's probably the easiest way to sign up, probably most of you listening are on Substack. It's probably the best publishing platform on the internet right now. And it has really gone mainstream this last year, 2025. And we're going to see more of it this next year. People are, setting up their newsletters and news sources and services on Substack. So I got on Substack about 2 years ago, and I have had an amazing experience with Substack, and I'll actually be writing about it, I think, in my next newsletter. So sign up anytime you're interested for a free newsletter with more information on how to claim the victory of the Great Awakening as it transforms into the Great Enlightenment, which we're going to see in through 2029, 2030s, the end of the decade of the 2020s. We will probably see the fulfillment of a great enlightenment on the planet. It's going to take that long. It's not going to happen overnight. In the meantime, there's going to be some frickin' tribulations, probably. There's a serious economic readjust going on, and some of this I'll be putting in my newsletters in 2026 to begin the year and actually finishing up the year, I believe. For those who would sign up now, you would get a newsletter on a preview of 2026 that's going to give specific scenarios that have been published and documented that have vast implications for 2026. So that's an incentive to sign up for those who are listening, because that I've already got those in the can, ready to go, and we're looking at some serious tribulations. Be prepared. I'm an Eagle Scout, and be prepared was, the Scout motto for the 11 years I was in uniform in the scouting program, from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts to Explorers. And anyway, so that's my experience in military service. But anyway, back to claiming the victory of the Great Awakening. This process is accelerating, and it's a process of global metamorphosis. And metamorphosis, as in the cocoon stage of the, of transformation from a caterpillar into a butterfly. And we're in that cocoon stage, where the old order, the deep state, the deception and devolution of our core social institutions, that's disintegrating. It's like the caterpillar that's disintegrating into chaos and corruption that's becoming obvious of former authorities, a former integrity. There's like a betrayal of by and for the people. It's like of by and for corporate interests have a special interest in profits before people that are making a killing on war, disease, and disinformation. And it's really got to a point where it is, most people would agree that the whole political scene right now is a crap show. I mean, across the board, there's stuff that's going on, but I'll be, re you know, I'm going to be putting in the, into a preview of 2026. I'm going to be putting in some examples, excerpts of things that have vast implications. That basically, I recommend those who are prayer warriors to put this in your Ruby Ray guns, to focus on, to basically obliterate, the the mass illusion and delusion and disinformation and and basically clear the etheric field and the unified field of the collective consciousness of the planet. And one in God is a majority, and those prayer warriors who do this kind of work, you know what I'm talking about. I don't emphasize that very much because that gets into the metaphysical realm where some are just not going there because they have a fixation in 3D, which is understandable. Everyone's 100% right for their prevailing awareness, and there's these different dimensions of prevailing awareness. And that's basically there's a lot of disruption and corruption of harmony and order right now. That's the mess we're in. I mean, it's classical biblical tribulations, as they refer to it, in Revelation, whereby some are asleep, you might say, in 3D. They're some people would say they're woke. I don't like that termination. They're just virtually asleep. And they think they're awake, and that's 3D. That's the ego realm of, I think I know better when I don't, realm. And then some are half awake. That's what I call 4D. It's like you really have had glimpses of 5D and above, as far as, truly prevailing awareness of spiritual at one-man atonement, and have had flashes of that, but you're not really there most of the time, but you're working on it. And then some are fully awake. We've got a lot of people on the planet who are they've experienced the great enlightenment, and they're not, not there all the time, but they've got a pretty much of a prevailing awareness going of general enlightenment. It's like light and love, easier and faster. That's like their MO, their method of operation. The pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension of the higher dimensions of cosmic love comprehension, see the good and make it so. So this is the spectrum of global humanity. Now there's a whole spectrum, 3D to 5D, which is like the spectrum from the living dead, soulless materialists, people that are just into things and ownership and control. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got enlightened spiritual beings, and you really are into the whole spirit of brothers and sisters in a global village, the family of mankind in a global village. They're there already. They can't understand why all this insanity is being imposed upon us, on a regular basis, because and if they're really sensitive spiritual beings, this is a very difficult time for enlightened spiritual beings on the planet right now. I mean, some people that are truly enlightened and highly sensitive would consider, most of the world geopolitics as a kind of an insanity that's extremely, extremely to the soul. It's painful. It's just painful, So we're on the spectrum of 3D to 5D. Where do you shine? I mean, where would you consider yourself on the prevailing as far as your prevailing awareness on the spectrum? I mean, you've got people that are, full spectrum enlightened, and you got some people that are left brain linear lockstep letter of the law on one extreme, and on the other extreme, you got people that their minds are so open to everything that their brains fall out on a regular basis. You've got the full spectrum. But can you be too dense? Can you be too enlightened? What's the midpoint in there? And are you more, would you consider yourself more materialistic than spiritual? Or do you where do you consider yourself? And like I say, there's three types of people. I have a infographic in the newsletter, and it's really a good infographic. And you've got, again, the asleep, half awake, and the awake, three different images of awareness. And the asleep 3D, you might say, is a blind belief on authority, and it's misinformed, but it obeys, just obeys, even though it doesn't have well-informed choice. It's just they just blind belief, everyone knows more than me, so I just will believe whatever they say. Well, that's all during COVID. We've seen that there was a big lie there, and a lot of people now are half awake. They have hope on authority and good authority. They have hope for that. They're not don't have just blind belief in authority. They have hope in that good authority will manifest. And they're well informed, and they're well informed to the point where they don't just obey, they complain. They see there's something wrong going on, and they're complaining. Now you got people that are fully awake. They don't have any hope on authority. They don't put their hope on authority. They're fully awake. They have a sense of sovereignty. And they're well informed, very well informed. With their sovereignty, they really want to know the best sources of truth, what's really going on. And they take action to break free. They're co-creators. They're the 1 to 3% on the internet whose sphere of influence is the 20% on the internet who do 80% of the networking. Those are the fully awake people. They're the people that have social media news groups that are enlightened, that have thousands of followers. And I would say that would be like Dr. Robert Malone, and there's others that are brilliantly awake and waking up others. And I could give several examples, and actually I do in my newsletter. I'll go into more specifics on, basically what I consider the evaluation criteria for prevailing awareness, whether that prevailing awareness is sleepy, half awake, or fully awake. So anyway, one of the biggest mistakes that everyone makes is assuming that other people think the way we do. I mean, empathy requires clarity, not projection. Unfortunately, common sense clarity is uncommon. And there's powerful deep state special interests that control the mainstream media that have a vested interest in keeping common sense clarity uncommon. Because if people knew what was really going on, they wouldn't just protest. They'd be out with pitchforks and people would be hanging, So who owns the mainstream media? Well, it's the same special interests that have a vested interest in keeping common sense uncommon. And those special interests project their phantasmagoria construct of unreality, meaning the grand illusion. They project that of what's real. And basically, the mainstream media is telling us, clearly or subliminally, that, what to think. And of course, it's their construct of unreality of what they want us to think, what they want us to believe, that war is peace, for example, that we have to have the make it a war department because war is how we get peace, and that disease care is health care, and all the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told that most people believe it. We're talking about big media being sponsored by those who profit from war, disease, and depopulation. Now, that's just a reality that people that are into reality therapy, getting a checkup from the neck up on a regular basis and becoming more conscious of how they are conscious. This is what we're interested in. That's how we get an upward spiral, rather than a downward spiral. And clearly, we got to end the insanity we've got with mainstream media by those, sponsored by those who profit from war, disease, and depopulation. Either we end that downward spiral, or it's going to end us. I mean, common sense would say that in reality, the family of mankind already has telecommunication capabilities for creating global village unity and diversity at all levels. The family of mankind, united we stand. But you can't have that butterfly with caterpillar thinking, also known as paradigm paralysis. Or stinking thinking, you can't create, co-create, a beautiful harmonic frames of reference for all our social, political, and economic institutions. Butterfly, golden age, blueprint for the emerging butterfly, then for all of our current social, political, and economic institutions. You can't have. You can't have that vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global civilization with stinking thinking, paradigm paralysis, caterpillar thinking. So still going through the final stages of global metamorphosis. You know, that the whole metaphor of, you know, we're in the chrysalis and we're transforming from caterpillar to butterfly, but we're not in the final stages yet. I mean, there's a beautiful Aquarian butterfly that's taking shape in the chrysalis, in the cocoon, you know, amidst the decomposed remains of caterpillar institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created. So we've got, you know, this emerging butterfly is an exquisite metaphor for our collective intention, attention, and retention of beauty for, you know, collective ascension of Earth at the cusp of the millennial Aquarian dispensation. You know, ordained by the precession of the equinox with the orbit of our solar system across the photon belt of the galactic plane, Milky Way, you know. That's hyperlinked, you know, in the newsletter, so you can go to websites on that to understand exactly what I'm talking about. Understanding that this is the energetic nexus that our solar system has been passing through, bringing more light of a cosmic 5D plus Aquarian conscious nature, you know, aligned with the deep space energies in the Aquarius sector. So, in general enlightenment terms, 2025 was a banner year, you know, the global evolution revolution revelations, as I refer to it. And I, you know, there's an archive of 87 free newsletter ebooks that I've published online with them embedded videos, and I provide the links that you can, again, I mentioned that you can just Google 2025 global revolution and it should come right up at the top. And each of these ebooks, like I say, you know, like this one, like, you know, the one I'm narrating from is a table of contents, like I mentioned, with the chapters being defined by the hot linked words that link to other ebooks with deeper meaning of the terms underlined. So this chronological curating of 2025 weekly news is a unique window into an epic turning in the collective consciousness of global humanity. I mean, huge revelations have been coming through this last year that exposed the big lie and the whole truth that is largely obscured by the mainstream media, like I say, that's owned by special interests that have investment interests in making a killing on the creation and management of war, disease, and basically depopulation of Earth. Now, these are some sinister forces. You might say the dark side of the force, what people call the deep state. You know, these special interests with the vested interests, which serves corporate law, which basically is that wherever profits are at stake, you know, the shareholders come before the public, which is the profits before people thing. But I mean, that's what's running the lamestream media, which, you know, Wall Street thrives and Main Street dies, you know. So the media is the message, as media master Marshall McLuhan, you know, famously said, because either the media mediates the madness in geopolitics, either the media mediates the madness in geopolitics, or by default, the media divides rather than unites us as united sovereigns of Earth. Because in reality, you know, as far as the media goes, the media of the internet now is instant, everywhere, interactive, global village. That's the media. That's the message. You know, we are one. The United Sovereigns of Earth is not recognized as a thing yet. Give it a few years, because it's going to take some, you know, it's, you know, the butterfly has not emerged yet, you know. And the higher one's concept of media activism, the higher one's concept of media activism as networking for net worth. You know, I talked about the 1% of co-creators on the internet whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking. Their networking, these are the 1% that's like enlightened self-interest. They're networking for net worth, the currency of conscience, individual, involving and evolving individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in higher consciousness. And the higher the concept of that, The greater the results, whereby the ultimate meaning of survival is the thrival of ultimate meaning, the conscious evolution revelations with unified field, common sense, net reality. You might want to replay and listen to that twice. But the point is, our world is transforming rapidly. And the internet eliminated time and space, and social networks are culturing social conscience, and language barriers are being eliminated with AI translation. I mean, real community is transcending virtual community in our new social network communities. And Heartware, the vision of Heartware and the understanding of Heartware is integrating hardware, software, and netware for the quantum phase of the computer internet revolution. The quantum phase. Folks, they'll refer to the Aquarian Age as the quantum age. A lot of people are hearing about that we've already entered the quantum age. Well, we've just entered the Aquarian Age. And they're virtually the same. One of the aspects of Aquarius is technology and unified field sciences, quantum reality, quantum science, you know, the quantum age. So take heart, you know, hold the vision of us as United Sovereigns and embrace the virtue of love, cosmic love for wisdom. Vow with valor for mass love and action. Claim the victory of Christ mass awakening, the original Christmas was Christ mass conscience, the original Christmas. Now we're talking about the second coming of Christ in the collective conscience, in the unified field of atonement or atonement for stuck in negativity, S-I-N. You know, so the Christ mass awakening, claiming that victory, this is where we're at, 2025. Claim the victory. You know, there's been a great awakening. By God's grace, you know, over the next several years, we're going to see a great enlightenment. And so claim the victory of Christ mass awakening, Christ mass, you know, great enlightenment. So always love, always. That was the 2025 Winter Solstice newsletter that was just sent out last week. And I'm going to go to now the another newsletter that has this basically summing up the year again. And I published this actually at the time of the solstice also on December 25th. And this just goes into a dimension of five big shift highlights of 2025. You know, this, you know, when I say a dimension, it's like we usually think of dimension in terms of spatial intelligence, but there are dimensions as far as frequencies and temporal intelligence, you know, that are like in the eternal scheme of things, you know, the form follows frequency. So it's like emotional intelligence and intellectual intelligence are complementary, but they're not. There's different dimensions of both emotional intelligence and intellectual intelligence. One's right brain, one's left brain. So understanding dimensionally, you know, five big shift highlights of 2025 was actually the link on that is heartcom.org/shift2025htm. And like I say, that'll be this newsletter on the highlights of 2025 will be in the subtext footnotes of the podcast when it's published here in a few days. In the meantime, I'm going to go through it. Some of you know how to read along, you know, by pulling up the archive page now. And this is talking about 2025 highlights, the year that the narrative changed. And it begins with a great graphic from the Corbett Report and an article from the Corbett Report, Year of the Great Shift, and how the subtext for that graphic that shows the arrow between truth and lies with a finger pointing, moving towards the truth. That was the shift this year. And he's, as he says, Corbett, James Corbett in the subtext says, I kicked off 2025 with, quote, the pendulum has swung. So he was saying at the beginning of 2025, it was swinging back in this direction. And he said that early in 2025 with an editorial in which he noted how the lefty progressive pieties of yore were being swept away by the righty mighty MAGA pieties of the new Trump and change regime. So he said that was, you know, the big shift at the beginning of the year, and there was an excerpt from the article goes like this, quote, a remarkable shift has taken place in popular understanding and popular discourse in 2025. This shift has changed the conversation surrounding some of the core topics that the independent media has been covering up for years. The shift has nothing whatsoever to do with the politicians, academics, talking heads, and other blowvaters who presume to be thought leaders, quote, or trendsetters, quote. And despite the best efforts of those who look for the storm cloud in every silver lining, this narrative shift is actually something to be celebrated. Then I go into the five, you know, big shift highlights of 2025, and they're hot linked. And there's whole websites, whole, you know, that are that I go into. There's five of them you can click on them. One is political Zionism outed, mass pharmacide outed. Number three is COVID scamdemic outed. Number four is scarcity economics outed. And five is divisive unreality outed. And that's a 6-minute video that goes into that. And of course, they get some frames of reference for each of these. And I qualify even before I provide those five big shift highlights of 2025. I say, you know, I preface that by saying, be prepared for a little shock and awe. And there's a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson where he says, people only see what they are prepared to see. And some people will not be prepared for these big shift highlights because they don't want things to change. They can't handle so much change. They're suffering from future shock from too much change already. And so I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to get into, you know, some of these keynotes of the big shift now that's leading us into 2026, this kind of sums up 2025, you know, these five key points. And so philosophically, I kind of give a, you know, before I go into these five points, you know, I you know, consider this concept of how hurry kills presence, worry kills peace, doubt kills faith, ego kills love. And now read that right to left. Presence kills hurry. Peace kills worry. Faith kills doubt. Love kills ego. I don't think love really kills ego. I think more like it neutralizes ego, to where it just doesn't exist. It's beyond ego. You know, it's like 5D transcends and transmutes 3D. But anyway, so I. This first point of the political Zionism outed, you know, this is referring to the Gaza genocide. Abhorrence is going mainstream. People worldwide, you know, 2 years, almost 3 years now of incessant massacre in the lamestream Zionist media, Zionist-owned and controlled media. And if people, again, read a link like this, they'll get into understanding what political Zionism is. And until they do, it's difficult to get past and so to speak, forgive the insanity sufficiently to be able to hold the Immaculate Concept for sanity. Like atonement is atonement for sin, which is stuck in negativity. So we're really talking about, you know, political Zionism outed. To be able to get that in perspective of the cause and core disease and dysfunction in global civilization, but because of political Zionism, to get that in perspective from a love perspective virtually neutralizes the energetics of the mass illusion that holds the public like in a mass hypnosis. So that was the political Zionism outed. You know, it's like a reality therapy, and how to transcend and transmute the stuckness, you know, the stuck in negativity, SIN, through love is forgiving, unity consciousness, unity, unified field consciousness, you know, common sense, unified field, co-creation transcends the coercion of, you know, one political bloc on the planet doing hegemony over everybody else. That empire mentality is disintegrating. That's part of the caterpillar, the thinking that's disintegrating, is any one empire lording it over and taking advantage of all other sovereign nations on the earth. Universal sovereignty, you know, a beautiful butterfly of universal sovereignty transcends and transmutes better, basically caterpillar institutions. You know, it transcends and transmutes caterpillar, you know, quite simply. And that's the atonement with butterfly thinking. You know, that's how we get there. That's the imaginal cells in the chrysalis. As the caterpillar dissolves in the cocoon, the imaginal cells create the butterfly. So the way collectively we create a beautiful butterfly as far as global civilization is we imagine, you know, what our social, political, and economic institutions will look like when they are co-creating with a higher standard of heart coherence and mind congruence. You know, when we're basically collaborating and coordinating and cooperating and communicating with heartware, you know, an interactive interface, the universal interface, whereby heart coherence is a standard for mind congruence as far as an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications. Well, you can see I'm getting way off script here, folks, but this is the stuff that's dear to my heart that I've been since I began my radio talk show 17 years ago. I've been, you know, basically framing inch by inch, little by little, then fleshing out, you know, a presentation I gave on this for, you know, more than, you know, half a century, more than half a century. I've documented it and the evolution of it, you know, this whole idea of how we can involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. So anyway, number two on these five mega shift coordinates, number two was how mass pharmacide is being outed. And we're talking about the unspeakable depopulation agenda that profits from disease is now well known. Now, those who read that link on mass pharmacide, who don't know what that is, again, this could be very shocking and destabilizing to your comfort zone as far as your frame of reference and reality as far as the healthcare system. Some people that have woke up over the whole COVID thing and saw how we were deceived and abused basically through the whole COVID debacle. You know, that this won't be so shocking, although this is like the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, folks. If you know, you really want to know, you know, how bad things could be as a context for how good things can be, you know, with some telecare evolution, you know, that there. So we're talking about, you know, transcending the really an unspeakable depopulation agenda that's been going on for some time that profits from disease. It's well known. And again, if you read about this mass pharmacide, you'll get the full picture of it. And then number three is the COVID scamdemic outed, exposed, you know, bringing light to dark places. And there's three glaring examples I provide of mass deception that have awakened global netizens worldwide to the population control agenda. There is a population control agenda. And I've referenced that before. And until people become aware of how, we've been abused, taken advantage of, things won't turn around. And that's the only, and the more light and love, easier and faster is really riding the surf, like hanging 10 on a wave, but the wave is an Aquarian light that's streaming in. And there's waves of this light coming in, and basically catching a wave and riding that and bringing forth vision of how our social, political, and economic institutions can heal, harmonize, and heal through coming into unity through communication processes that, again, involve and evolve our individual and collective sovereignty. Owning our own lives is a good thing. And owning our own lives with a vision of virtue and valor, of universal love, a universal interface, the telecommunication interface, whereby 100 or 1,000, 1 million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, but actually culturing collective conscience. That's the hardware model that I talk about in my links, and I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about. But for new people, again, there's a awakening to communication processes that have been available, like I say, for more than 50 years. When I spoke on Capitol Hill to a group of futurists, World Future Society, and the Committee for the Future, regarding the bicentennial era from 76 to 89. Back at that time, there was 13 years from Declaration of Independence, and there is now from to the centennial. The 250th year will be 76, or 2026 will be that 250 years since the Declaration of Independence. Well, it was the bicentennial back 51 years when I gave the presentation on Capitol Hill of these 10 agencies of federal government in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building. And that was this group of futurists that were looking at the 13 years from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution. Again, this was the fall of 74 when I was giving this presentation. And looking at the next, what was it, 16 years, 13 years from Declaration of Independence to the ratification of the Constitution in 89. There is definitely, a whole process that they were looking at of how the government was going to celebrate the Bicentennial Revolution. My keynote address that after 3 days, and I was chosen by the World Future Society Committee for the Future representatives at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop that summer, I was selected to give this keynote address. After giving a talk at Bucky Fuller's World Game Studies workshop at the University of Pennsylvania. So I chunked it out, about 10 minutes, gave the keynote address, had these 10 papers for these 10 agencies of federal government. There's a blueprint of how we could upgrade our freedoms of speech, assembly, petition government as a way to celebrate the bicentennial revolution. And we could do that, using the satellite downlinks that at that time were just integrating with cable TV systems, which were developing all across the United States. And the government had just passed laws so that all cable TV systems had to provide three channels for public access, which would be public access cable TV, which was a revolutionary new thing at that time. Because it allowed people, citizens of a local community, to go into the public access studio and create videos and videotape and create a presentation and speak to the whole community, like freedom of assembly, upgraded. And I'm saying the key aspect of this is an interactive interface whereby a mini computer at the head end. This is the way what I explained, and to these 10 agencies of federal government. This is a way to celebrate revolution. We're using this new technology not for just an update of freedoms of speech and assembly, but upgrade of a freedoms of representation. Representative government. A system of voting, you might say, or volition or involvement of global citizens or local citizen in a local community. In this case, how they could create a video, people could watch a video. But there, and I explained how the technology at that point, back in 1974, was mini computers. IBM's mini computers would make it possible, and were doing processes like this, whereby people watching a cable TV program could use their touch tone telephone at that time was the state of the art, had gone from dial phones to touch tone. They could punch in three numbers in sequence through the access number to the cable TV station. At any one point of watching a video, three numbers would reference basically the three dimensions, between their ears, the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, in terms of brightness scale from upper brain, lower brain, color spectrum, the white light, the infinite eternal hits the prism of third eye in the middle of the brain and refraction to all the colors of the rainbow, as far as left brain linear logical letter of the law and right brain nonlinear spherical spirit of the law. And right in the middle, the angstrom units of the color spectrums is yellow and green, the brightest of colors perceptually, and the harmony healing ray, of green, right in the middle of the color spectrum. So there's these different scales and numbers, with one on the extremes, because if you're saying it's too bright, it's because you're saying that people, if you're punching in one, it's like, it's one way of saying it's like it's too bright and sort of sophisticated, or too dark or dense. If if the presentation is too much one extreme or the other, it's reflexing with the other extreme. And that's the ones on the end of these scales. And zero, as far as spherical unity consciousness, is in the middle. So these scales, three numbers in sequence, the brightness scale, color spectrum forms an image of depth of meaningful, meaningless, evaluation criteria as the third dimension. And that creates a dot in a cube with a 3D graphic in the corner of the screen showing how people respond at any one type time of a program with the dot. And these, again, these responses create a field of response. If you get like 1,000 or 1,000,000 people, you can then create a new video looking back at where people responded and what they responded to, the context and meaning at the time, as far as the readout of the collective consciousness of the field of consciousness of response, to get a general consensus. Of course, an individual could then can see with a blinking red dot where he of how he evaluated, how he related to the whole field of consciousness, to the same program, to the same information, the context at that point of a video. So this is, the big picture that I go into, the rest of this article, on five big shift highlights of 2025. I went into a dimension of something that I thought more important than reading the rest of the context, the copy that you can read on your own. So the links will be provided there. You've got lots of information that goes into in-depth explaining, what I referenced in more detail, if that interests you. So hopefully, as I wrap it up today, hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So, keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening. The Cosmic Love.